it's going to look a little different than something that people have seen before. And it's not just with terms of like the costumes and some of the events. I'm really excited to dive down with some of the changes that you've done this year. Can you kind of walk us through how we got to these changes?
Absolutely. So, you know, the Family Center, we all grow to love the Family Center. It's a staple of our community. And so a lot of the moms, I'll say some of the moms have gotten together and said, how can we make this fundraising event fun for all? Those that just don't want to come and have a meal, but kind of have a whole experience. So we've shifted things around this year, and we're really excited for the event in 2 weeks.
All right. So it's just 2 weeks away. It starts, I believe, at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Is there a place that people can go online? Like you have a Facebook page or something like that, where they can learn a little bit about this event if they're driving and can't write all this stuff down right now?
Yeah, absolutely. If they visit the Beaver Dam Hockey Association website, there will be a Facebook event right there. They can order their tickets online. They can read more about the event. So I would direct them to the Beaver Dam community Facebook page for hockey.
Well, perfect. I want to step aside early today so that we have a lot of time in the second block to come back, because we got to dive into, there's going to be auctions, there's going to be contests, there's going to be great food. So we got a lot to dive into, Megan. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will dive into that on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. Hi, this is Sandy. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. Push another button and your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. We can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th.
This week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Cassidy Whitnabel of Horicon. Cassidy serves as a reporter for the Horicon FFA. She participates in Floriculture CDE and has attended multiple conventions. Cassidy plays basketball and volleyball for the Marsh Ladies. Her plan after graduation is to go into supply chain management. Congratulations to Cassidy Whitnabel of Horicon. She's this week's Mid-State Equipment WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Hey, it's Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance, your local retirement experts. Medicare open enrollment is happening now, and we're here to make it simple. New to Medicare? Have questions? Thinking about making changes? Let's sit down and talk it through. And if the end of the year has you thinking about retirement, now's a great time to make a plan. We'll help you build a strategy that fits you. Give us a call at 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Join Beaver Dam Unified School District Superintendent Mark DiStefano Thursday at 11:10 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV for Let's Talk. Mr. DiStefano will highlight staff, students, and activities across the district. The school of the month is the Beaver Dam Middle School, and Ryan Cashman, Director of Business Services, will join us and discuss the district's budget. Let's Talk with Beaver Dam Unified School District Superintendent Mark DiStefano Thursday at 11:10 a.m. on Daily Dodge TV and 95.3 WBEV.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Wally Lukashinsky with you this morning. We have Ashley Dobrzynski up in the Daily Dodge TV production studio. I'm falling apart on you here, Megan Haney. But Megan is with me to my right today. She is with the Beaver Dam Family Center, and we are talking the Skater Unlimited Haunted Banquet. Haunted being a new addition to that in there this year. This is your largest event of the year, and this is taking a little bit of a different look than in the past. What went into the idea of some of these cool ideas to spruce it up this year?
Well, we just want it to be a fun event, and we want to pull as many different demographics as we can that want to have a good time. So we just thought, what better way to have a costume contest, to have some live music, great food, and just some activities to make the evening fun so that people don't want to leave.
Well, let's start going down the list here, because I was going through, and it's part of the reason why when we started the show today that I was so fired up and kind of jumbling all over. The cost to get in is
$40.
And when you go through and you look at the stuff that is offered, that includes your dinner and drinks. You're going to have access to those live and silent auctions. There's a costume contest. By the way, have you figured out what you're wearing for this yet?
I have, yep. My husband and I are going as a duo.
Oh, I was going to say, is that a tease, or are we allowed to know what it is?
Well, you know, he's going to go as Colonel Sanders, who's just there for the chicken, and then I'm going to be the chicken.
Nicely done.
Yep.
Where did you come up with that one?
Oh, you know, Pinterest.
Okay.
I can't take all the credit for that one.
See, I got lucky with the Where's Wally, and I'm like, all right, well, this is simple enough, and it's just on repeat every year. I'm a boring person.
Love that.
But beyond that, we also have the what's Singo, which you're like, what is Singo? It's bingo, but you're going to have your sheet in front of you. You don't fill it in yourself either, right?
Nope. You're provided a bingo sheet with all kinds of song titles, and the DJ will be spinning live, you know, tracks all night. And as you're listening, maybe dancing, maybe not, you'll be checking off your bingo card if you hear those titles for prizes.
I've never heard of that before. That's such a creative way, because you're right. A lot of people, maybe you're not able to dance, or you're like hurt or something, and I got this on the side. I get to still be locked in. Oh, hey, there's Jim Croce. Let me chalk that off the list.
Yep.
Clever.
Yep. And if you don't know song titles, there's always that Shazam app that can help you, you know, to figure out what the title is, to help you with your bingo card.
Hey, it's 2025. You got to at least have the Shazam app if you're not going to be able to get the music down.
Yep.
But there's going to be trick or treat spirits pool. Is that like a trunk pool kind of thing?
Well, so what's going to happen is we've been asking local businesses and taverns to donate bottles of wine, six packs of beer, alcohol, and some may be a treat and some may be a trick. So you'll pay a small fee to pick a random bag, and what you get is what you get. It might be a trick, it might be a treat.
So if I pull a trick, does that mean I'm walking out with nothing?
That's still yours. It just may not be something that you enjoy, Wally.
Interesting. I like that.
Yep.
Well, and something that we should note it too is that we mentioned this is the largest fundraiser that you guys do at the Family Center. What is it that throughout the year that you guys use these funds for?
So all of the programming and all the funding goes down to programming at the rink. So hockey, figure skating, different events that the community can join us for. Also ice time affordability. Hockey and figure skating is not a cheap sport, and we want it to be as accessible as we can for all of our families. So it helps with the affordability, and then just the youth programming. Our focus is getting the youth into the rink and active and engaged.
Well, it's a great way to do that too. And affordability for whether it be hockey, whether it be figure skating, ice time in general is expensive, and that's before all the equipment. So that's part of what goes into this. I did notice before we do jump back, I want to dive. We have so much to talk about the events, but there's a tier system, and you can be a part of different tiers and how much you want to donate and how much, I guess, recognition that you want to get with this as well. Can you explain a little bit about what that tier system is or what it looks like?
Sure. So we have different tiers based on donations that people are wanting to give or sponsorships, starting all the way at $3,500 and all the way down to $250. If you're willing as a corporation or a business or even a family to donate as much as $3,500, you're going to get naming rights on a locker room. You're going to get a banner or a board, like right at the ice rink level, to advertise your name or your business. You're going to get 8 banquet tickets to this event, a full page ad in our banquet flyer. So lots and lots of recognition for those that are, you know, willing to donate at the top tier. And it just kind of goes down from there. And then our $250 donations, they still get recognition at our event and our social media outlets. So there's lots of different ways to give.
I've got to get like a GoFundMe going right now. I didn't realize that.
You want it to be Wally's locker room?
I want a Wally locker room. That sounds really cool.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to start just like a nickel a day.
Yeah, and then
in about 14 different years from now, I will be back, and that will be my locker room.
All right, I will come back and see that locker room.
All right, good stuff. Well, that's cool. Is there a place where people can see or learn about these tier systems or go online and donate there if they so chose?
There's not a place to donate online. However, we do have QR codes on our hockey website where people can go and they can get more information and connect directly with Sarah Wild, who is handling all of the financial pieces. So I would say that Beaver Dam Hockey Association Facebook page is going to be your go-to.
Okay, that's going to be the go-to, and you can go back. If you need to hear any of this again on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, make sure that you click on to the right date, and then you're going to be able to watch back here and hear about some of this stuff, which includes, I mentioned Singo. There's going to be like a trick-or-treat spirits pull like that pull too. What else is this $40 ticket include, because this right now already pretty jam-packed?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an amazing night of just fun and fellowship. So great meal. Brenda at the Beaver Dam Community Club has been fantastic to work with. She's creating some spooky treats, so very heavy appetizers, a mac and cheese bar. We don't want it to be a formal event where people are sitting down and having to feel like, you know, having that awkward conversation. It's just going to be a night of mingling, fun, great food, great beverages. She's making some signature drinks. Some spooky crafts. So it's just something you're not going to want to miss, because it'll be an event like no other.
Yeah. Well, this is usually – when does this typically?
Typically, it happens right around the end of October, beginning of November. We've held it at Springbrook before, which is a fabulous venue as well. But that was more of like a come down to a formal banquet, have a seat, have a plated meal, and then with the raffles. And so we just, like I said, wanted to change things up so that people – didn't want to leave the event, right, and go somewhere else to take on the rest of their evening.
Well, and if this starts at 5:30, and this is going to be a little bit more informal, is there an idea of how long this event will go on?
You know, we're hoping to go until at least 11 o'clock that evening.
Wow.
So it's like I said, it's a whole vibe, a whole experience. Come spend your evening with us.
It's a great way to do it. Again, great music, opportunity to get involved with some raffles. And can we talk a little bit about the raffles this year, some of the things that are going to be up on the docket?
Absolutely. So we have live auctions and silent auctions, so basket raffles, all the way to an auctioneer coming to our event. And he'll be auctioning off things like a private plane ride by one of our hockey dads. He's a pilot, so he'll take you anywhere within a two-hour radius. We always have the big money pull, or the big money items are always the signs at the rink, the parking spots. So they'll auction off two parking spots, and then the family gets naming rights on the sign, and that's where they get to park all year. Because, as you know, the parking lot gets pretty crazy at the Family Center on some event nights. So they get prime parking, I think also some stays in Minocqua. And then basket raffles are things all the way from lottery tickets to tickets to Badger games. So we have a lot of family support and community support in putting these baskets together.
Yeah, that's a great pull right there. And I tell you, I'm glad that you highlighted the parking, because especially whether you're one of the hockey moms like yourself, whether you are one of the fans that are going to these games, when it is 10 below in February and you're walking 400 feet because there's so many people there, then you're miserable. Get it in your own spot. I can't even imagine. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and those always pull a lot of money. So it's always kind of a battle back and forth.
Well, and the money goes to a great cause. It's going right again, helping out with the Family Center, with these programs, making hockey affordable for so many as well. Can you tell us a little bit, too? I should have really started the show with this. Megan, hand up. I got to be better. Can you tell us a little bit throughout the year what you're doing with the Family Center and what you get to see, so you know what this is going to?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Family Center, like I said before, is a staple of our community. It brings hundreds of kids every year through just programming alone, from cities like Horicon, Mayville, Lemira, Theresa, Randolph. So we are Columbus. So it's really a widespread pull of people that come to the Family Center. And with those skaters, they bring fans. And so over, you know, thousands and thousands of fans come to Beaver Dam for these events, and they're helping to stimulate the economy, and they're staying, they're eating. And so it's fun to watch our kids, right? Our kids just pull so many people from all around to come and watch them do their things.
I think sometimes, at least I can say I have, you take for granted having such a great facility like the Family Center, where there's so many towns out there, you mentioned so many of them, that are driving in, and they're thankful to have one here in Beaver Dam because it's so close. But not only do we have that facility, it's like state of the art. It is just top high quality for like a high school environment, and that happens through things like this.
Yeah.
And from the outpouring of support from the community as well, is there stuff throughout the year that, whether it be donations or ways people want to help, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different fundraising opportunities throughout the year. Currently, we're selling wreaths. There's always a popcorn sale. In the early spring, there's a calendar raffle where you buy a $20 raffle ticket, and every day that month, raffle tickets are pulled for cash. So that's a great opportunity. But I really wanted to highlight the word family in Family Center, Wally, because without families, the Family Center wouldn't be. It's family-owned, family-run, really. We all chip in to volunteer and do our part. So without our amazing family support, we wouldn't have what we have today. So, you know, families can do so much. So we just also love the outpouring from the community for such a beautiful facility.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get to feel that hug from the community throughout the year, too, especially with when you have the stands jam-packed for these kids and what they do. It goes into that family atmosphere that you talked about. How long has the family been in your life, so to speak?
Oh,
how long
goodness.
Have you been going to the Family Center?
Well, probably over the last 12 years. My son joined the family in first grade, and now he is a sophomore. So we've been part of the Family Center in a lot of different capacities. And as we kind of phase out of youth hockey into high school hockey, I know it'll still be part of our family for the time to come.
Are you ready for that transition? As
oh
a mom,
goodness.
Are you ready to get to high school sports?
So excited. So my son is already in high school hockey. He's a sophomore this year, but it's just a whole nother vibe. And like you said, watching the girls hockey team last year have so much success and jamming those stands packed full. I mean, what more could you ask for in a town like Beaver Dam?
No, there's not really too much that you can do. I would obviously have to jump back to this haunted adventure that we're going to have here on November 1st, that Saturday. That's going to start at 5:30. For people that aren't familiar, where's this event taking place this year?
So it's being held at the Beaver Dam Country Club, so out on Highway 33. And yeah, come at 5:30. The event will kind of kick off at 6, so you'll be able to get your spooky drinks and get a lay of the land. Music will start at 6, and we'll just have a really fun time together.
I'm putting you on the spot, so I apologize ahead of time. But you mentioned the spooky drinks now a couple times. I'm curious. I don't know if are we allowed to know what these are?
It's kind of under wraps. It's
okay.
Like a mummy, like under wraps. Brenda
well
has
done.
Those things under wraps for us. But that night, it'll be a surprise for all of us.
Okay. Added incentive to get out to the Beaver Dam Country Club, which another wonderful, wonderful hub for half of the station here. We love going over there. So make sure you get there early. And for like things like the Singo and the costume contest, where did the idea come from to start adding this to this event?
You know, I think the people that are on the committee co-chairing it with me love a good time. And we just figured what more could we add to an event to make it just, like I said, a whole event, a whole vibe. And so let's add costumes. And then I think that's where it started. So let's do costumes. Sure, that sounds great. But then what else can we do? And so then we just kind of built it from there with the spirits pull. You know, we work hard, we play hard, we enjoy our spirits. So tying in spirits to ghosts and just trying to build this whole event. Lots of creative minds went into it.
I can tell. I mean it. I've never heard of that before, and it's going to be a fun way. Get some kids involved. They can have fun. You're going to have adults out there because you're going to have all the drinks, great food options, and we keep saying it, but it goes and it to such a good cause here. If you're a hockey fan, if you're a fan of figure skating, if you just like providing community opportunity, this is the way to do it here. Throughout the year, this isn't your only thing that you guys do, though. What else throughout the year does the Family Center do, whether it be fundraisers or other kind of events?
Yeah, so the Family Center, like I said, hosts youth hockey. Most every weekend you could stop down at the Family Center and catch a youth hockey game free of charge. And then there's skating competitions throughout the year as well. So lots and lots of talent. families are welcome to come and do open skates on Sundays. So that's a little bit of a fundraiser for our association or our family center, always running the concession stand. So come eat, skate. And then another big fundraiser for the family center and for the Hockey Association is the golf outing, which is also at the Beaver Dam Community Center, or Community Club, the golf course. In August of every year.
Oh, no, you made me feel better because I did the same thing like 2 minutes ago. So we're in sync. We got to figure it out.
Yep.
No, that's a fantastic. Throughout the year, again, this is a community that really cares about their hockey. We got to care about the kids. So do stuff like this. November 1st, Saturday, 5:30. Plan to be there early. Great food, raffle baskets, ton of what dollars going to go a long way. And for the people that want to buy tickets, I had mentioned it's going to be $40, but you can buy those online ahead of time as well.
Yep, we tried something new this year through Zephy, it's called. So you can log on to the Beaver Dam Hockey Association website. There's a link right there to get your tickets. And if you know a skater or a hockey player, you can list their name, and then that family will then get $20 towards their fundraising credits as well. So if you are grandma, grandpa, neighbor, and want to come and support our cause, list that skater's name, and then their family will benefit from you attending as well.
Well, Megan, first of all, it's been a blast having you in this morning. Great to hear with everything going on over at the Family Center. Is there anything that I have not hit on so far today that we need to before we say goodbye?
You know, I think for those listening in the community, if they're interested in donating, just reach out to the Beaver Dam Family Center. Opie is over at the rink. He will get you in touch with the right people if you're not tech savvy and able to find the Facebook page. So call the Family Center. Like I said, Opie will help you out. He'll get you to one of us, and we will help you have a great time on November 1st.
I've seen Wade Bates count every single time where Opie's doing the Zamboni around to clean the ice. And he's going to get under 6 minutes this year.
He is. You know, and one thing about Opie and that Zamboni, I've been wanting to learn since that day that my son started in first grade, and he's been avoiding me. So
he's been ducking
days,
it?
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to get on that Zamboni and learn how to drive it.
Hey, we're going to both be in that building a lot this winter. You and I, we can corner him and make Opie teach us. Okay. I want to learn how to ride a Zamboni too.
Okay, it's on.
All right, well, we got plans. We know what we're doing this winter. And you guys should know what you're doing November 1st. Make sure that you are going over to the country club and help out this great cause. We are going to take a quick break, and on the other side, we're going to revisit a conversation I had with Mary Fitzgerald over at the DCCA. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing Republican arguments challenging the Voting Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in voter districts. A ruling for Louisiana could greenlight other states to redraw their maps and eliminate black and Latino seats. Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to swear in Arizona Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. She says it's because he knows she's the vote needed to force a showdown on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
In the Senate, they're going to vote again today to try to end the shutdown, but the ninth time probably won't be the charm as Democrats demand the restoration of health insurance coverage for millions about to lose it. The flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza is resuming after a two-day break. Israel says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage. This is ABC News.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The case of a woman charged in a wrong-way crash that killed two Minnesota teenagers near DeForest in July will go to trial. A judge in Madison found probable cause at Noelia Martinez Avila's preliminary hearing yesterday. The accused is also an undocumented immigrant. She was in ICE custody for 2 days after the crash, but was moved back to the Dane County Jail. Longtime Dodge County Judge Brian Fitzinger is retiring. He plans to step down when his current term runs out on July 31st. Fitzinger played a key role in starting Dodge County's treatment and restitution courts. Voters will choose Fitzinger's replacement in the April election. The Wisconsin Senate held its first floor session since July yesterday. The chamber passed bills to let political candidates remove their names from the ballot and require cell phone bans during classroom time in public schools. The bills are headed to Governor Evers' desk. Doctors recommend getting your annual flu and COVID-19 shots anytime soon. Dr. Lindsay Cleary of Marshfield Clinic Beaver Dam says vaccines have reduced and even eliminated a lot of fatal diseases. Flu activity often peaks between December and February. A bridge in northeast Washington County damaged by historic flooding in August is almost fixed. Washington County Executive Josh Showman says he expects work on the bridge to be finished in December. He calls that lightning speed for a bridge that was damaged such a short time ago. The county will pay for half the project, while the town of Farmington covers the rest and waits for help from FEMA. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers are down 2-0 in the National League Championship Series after falling to the Dodgers 5-1 last night at American Family Field. The Jackson Chourio led off the bottom of the first with a solo home run. Then the bats went silent, collecting just two more hits off of Yoshi Yamamoto the rest of the way as he gets a complete game victory. Game 3 Thursday afternoon in L.A., 4:30 the broadcast time on 95.3. The American League Championship Series shifts to Seattle tonight. The Mariners lead the best of seven series 2-0 over Toronto. 6:30 the broadcast time on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The Packers are back on the practice field today. They head to Arizona on a Sunday. That's a 3:25 kickoff on 95.3. Bucks fall for the first time this preseason, losing to the Thunder 116-112. Beaver Dam junior McKenna Nelson finishes third at the WIAA Division I State Girls Golf Tournament at University Ridge. You can see all of last night's high school scores reported to us at DailyDodge.com. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's family medicine team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Sunshine, blizzards, downpours, even school and community closings. Never get caught off guard with the latest weather conditions and cancellations at dailydodge.com. Brought to you by Surefire Heating and Air Conditioning.
High temperatures reach up to 60 today under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, 46. Highs level off around 67. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Low 70s. Friday, turning cooler. Saturday, with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
And up, take it, just a little blasting in the end zone for a touchdown! Josh Jacobs! 14 yards.
Here's a fake handoff. Love bootlegging right. Dumps it off. Kraft to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. And it is a touchdown. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
After taking down the Bengals, the Packers head to Arizona on Sunday for a matchup with the Cardinals. Coverage begins at 1. The kickoff set for 3:25 on 95.3 WBEV.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single-close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And if you're looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin, McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale that is right for you. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made right here in Wisconsin. And both of those brands are known for quality and comfort. And a good mattress isn't just about comfort. It's an investment. It's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping. That's right. If you live 90 years, 30 of those years, you are going to be sleeping. So making a choice on a mattress, it's one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also sold or are also on sale, excuse me. And with adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise the head on that bed. You push it back down. You can raise your legs. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. They can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set, so you don't even have to worry about that end of it. Stop in right now for their mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They're also celebrating 167 years. That's right, 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customer matters and quality counts. And that sale is going to be ending on October 18th. So get in there, get a good night's sleep now. You ain't going to want to miss it. But now we are going to throw it to an interview that I did with Mary Fitzgerald this past week with the Dodge County Center for the Arts. Let's take a listen to that now. Joined by one of my favorite people in the area, Mary Fitzgerald, with the Dodge County Center for the Arts. And Mary, I know that we were originally going to talk earlier this week, so we got a tighter window today. So I'm going to really try to get out of your way now, and we got to start talking first. John Noltner was just in town.
Correct.
Unbelievable event. Can you tell us a little bit about how that went from your guys' angle?
Sure. First of all, I just want to say you're one of my favorite people in the area, too. So it's great to be with you today. I just wanted to kind of recap. We were able to house his exhibit while he was here. He was all over town taking photos and doing different events. But we got to house the exhibit, kind of babysit all the folks that were highlighted in those interviews, and we got to host a couple of really fun events. So it was a really moving experience for us. We saw, as best we can estimate, about 500 people come through our doors in 1 week. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
You typically, our monthly visitor count is about 200 for a month.
So you went two and a half times that.
In a week.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. So I'd like to put it out there for all of our listeners today. We don't always have John Noltner in the house, but we always have Dodge County Center for the Arts.
Amen.
And there's always beautiful art there. So I'd like to see at least half of the people that came to the Noltner exhibit come back and see the art we've got on display now, because we've got some really cool stuff.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of those people got to go out there. And if that was your first time, you were probably like, wow, mm-hmm. I did not realize this is right in my backyard. Yeah. So utilize it more.
Yeah. So many people come in and say, I never knew this was here. I thought this was still a bank. You know, and our building was a bank at one time, but it's a beautiful art center. We have over 35 local artists on display. We've got two fantastic shows going on right now that I'd like to talk a little bit about too.
Please. I'd love to dive into that.
Right. So the first one is called Beautiful Expressions. This show focuses on art that is done by individuals who have dementia or mild cognitive disorder and their caregivers.
Okay.
So a lot of it is done in like art therapy programs where it's a place for the people, the patients to get out, the caregivers to get out to do something fun together. We've got one full room and about four walls full of art. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful art. And then also in the front and side of our building, if you drive by, you're going to notice it right away. There's over 2,000 purple flags hanging. Each one of those flags represents one person in Dodge County that's affected by dementia or mild cognitive disorder. And it's just a way for us to help ADRC in Juneau to raise awareness for dementia concerns and dementia, being dementia friendly in our community.
Well, as we grow older too, and we see like our friends and family members, anybody that has ever been affected by that it is one of the worst diseases out there.
It's really, really tough. And the thing is that there's so many different kinds of dementia and so many different symptoms. Sometimes it's hard to diagnose or realize. But Rob Grizzle, who is on our board, by the way, at the Art Center, but he's also a dementia care specialist in Juneau, and he has a ton of resources. Wow. So not only can you come and see the display outside, the art inside, we also have several tables full of resources for individuals to come in. So that's one show that's going on through the end of October. And then the second show is a little more on the fun side. That
okay,
was
good. You get beautiful. You get both
sides. Yeah, Beautiful Expressions can be a little intense, a little serious. But the second one is called The Banana Show.
Yeah, that sounds, that's about the banana up my alley there.
So no real bananas in this art, but individuals were asked to bring in a piece of art that had something to do with a banana. We have 17 entries, and it is a contest. It will be judged. We're also having People's Choice Award. But we have watercolor painting. We have acrylic painting. We have wood carving. We have fiber art. We have a diorama that has little toy soldiers in it. And the title of that piece is The War Zone is Bananas. It's just fantastic. One painting is of a banana funeral, and the decedent is banana bread. So it's just really a fun show. So I invite everybody to come and see that. We do have an opening reception tonight for the Beautiful Expressions. So we are open a little later this evening till 7 o'clock. So if you're coming home from work on a Friday and you just want to stop in and say hi, you're welcome to do so. But both of these shows will run through the end of October. So stop in and see them.
Wow. Yeah. So if you get the sad one first, maybe you get the plan the banana one right after, because then you can kind of sprite yourself up going out the door, right?
It's kind of a good balance. Life is all about balance.
It really is. We're learning out very much. And one of those ways is to get yoga in your life. There's ongoing things you have going over there. That's a part of me right there.
We didn't even plan that segue talking about balance and then yoga. That was really good.
That worked out really well.
That was really good. So I also wanted to just touch base on some of the ongoing programs that we offer, and one of those is yoga with Audrey's Yoga. Audrey is there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:15 in the morning and 6 o'clock in the evening. Tuesday mornings, she does a chair yoga. The rest are floor or mat yoga, but Audrey will adapt to whatever you need. She's so inclusive. She's so encouraging. She's wonderful. And if you take your first class at DCCA, it is free.
She
wants people to experience yoga and see how it can help with their strength, flexibility, balance, really joy. You know, it brings you joy to do stuff like this too. So I know you may be stopping in.
I'm saying when this show is over, I am sending an email to Audrey to prove that I'm putting it. I'm going to see you there. It's going to be a party next Thursday.
All right. We'll look forward to having you. It's super fun. We also have workshops on Wednesday afternoons. That's for painting, drawing, whatever you feel like doing. You can bring your own supplies, or we have supplies on hand at the Art Center. We're currently seeing between, I would say, 5 and 10 people at those sessions, 1 to 4:30, every single Wednesday. We have a facilitator that's wonderful. Her name is Lisa Amport. She'll help you if you want it. She'll leave you alone if you don't want it. And then when you take a break, you can walk around and look at the art too. So that's a program. And then kind of just to mention too, we do host a program that's called Spark. And that is one of the programs that Rob from the ADRC runs in the area to just kind of meet on a regular basis with individuals dealing with dementia. Ours is the third Thursday of every month from 1 to 2:30 right at DCCA.
Third Thursday each month, 1 to 2:30 p.m. right at DCCA.
Correct.
I can do that. And remember, too, you can watch this back on Daily Dodge TV. So if you miss any of this, you can go back, hear the great things that Mary is talking about today, these great initiatives and everything with Dodge County Center for the Arts. It's Halloween season. It's October.
It is.
It might not feel like it outside right now, but I promise you Halloween is 4 weeks away.
I know.
And with that, you got jack-o'-lanterns, you got pumpkins, And you're doing a really cool thing with that this year.
Yep, we are. We were invited by the Chamber of Commerce. You know, they have the big fall down Hound Fest.
Of course,
that's a huge thing. Casket races, all that
good
stuff.
See you October 25th.
Yeah, for sure. But we are going to start this year doing a pumpkin decorating contest. It's going to be a $5 entry fee, so it's affordable for anyone. You can decorate your pumpkin however you choose. It can be carved. It can be painted. It can be embellished with other items.
Or jewels on there.
Yeah,
like
bejeweled pumpkin.
Do.
I kind of love that idea.
You like that?
Yeah. And then we'll, on the Saturday of Fall Fest, we'll have some of our artists judge them. We will have some cash prizes, and we're just going to have a little bit of fun with it.
That's a great idea. Have you had any fun ideas on your own, how you're going to decorate your own yet?
I may, but I can't tell you.
You can't divulge.
Yeah, I don't want to give my ideas away.
I always admire the people that can shave the outside.
Oh, my gosh.
I have shaky hands. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skill in this area. For
sure. For sure.
But that's not the only holiday coming up.
Correct.
We got other fun things. Christmas is right around the corner.
Correct.
And I heard you have a holiday art market that you have to tell me a little bit about.
So we call it either our art market or gift gallery, whatever you want to say. But what we want people to know is that November and December, the Dodge County Center for the Arts is a go-to place for holiday gifts and decor. Not a lot of people think of it. You might think you should go to Hobby Lobby. You might think you should go other places. But stop in and see what we have to offer. Our artists create one-of-a-kind holiday decorations for your home. And there's also that huge variety of maybe gifts that you wouldn't find anywhere else and are one-of-a-kind. If there's someone special in your life that you want to give a really neat gift to, a piece of unique art is the way to go.
I know I'm putting you on the spot. I hate doing this, but I'm going to anyways. For like the art market, these unique pieces of art, do you have any examples off the top of your head that you can remember from years past that will be out there so people have a gauge on what they can expect?
Man, it runs the gamut. We've got a new artist that has joined recently, and she does like they're called shadow boxes.
Shadow boxes, yeah.
So it's very finely cut layers of paper, so it has a lot of depth to it, and she does a lot of really beautiful holiday ones. You know, cute things like Santa, elves, but also more like winter-themed, like snowflake, deer, that
snowman,
kind of thing.
Snowman, things like that.
Mm-hmm. We have a gentleman who does small carvings. He does a lot of really cute Santa heads, Christmas trees. We've got painters that just do holiday scenes or winter scenes, jewelry, purses, wallets. That's all I got on the spot.
No, that's more than impressive. I was expecting like one, maybe two things. That was well done right there.
Perfect.
I find it awesome too. And I know we have to wrap up. And I always love our time together here. Mm-hmm. But you brought up that Dodge County Center for the Arts, the building, used to be a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's so fitting to take something that is kind of that mundane of the everyday and turn it into something beautiful. And I feel like it's just a testament to everything that Dodge County Center for the Arts has done, especially in this time that I've been here. I'm excited to see it continue to grow in Florida.
Thank you so much. We are excited, too. The building was a beautiful gift from a very generous couple in the community, and we really love our building. We're doing a lot of things to improve it. We've got a great crew of volunteers that work on the outside, the gardens, repainting sculptures, taking care of the inside. Our handyman, Chuck Vogel, is working on a community activities board that'll be visible to the outside, so people can walk by and read what's going on in the community. So just a lot of fun stuff.
Mary Fitzgerald, the gallery coordinator with Dodge County Center for the Arts. It's amazing as always to see you, and I can't wait until the next time we get to talk.
Awesome. I'll see you at yoga next week, Wally.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Alas, she did not see me at yoga. I was there. Mary, I've got a problem. I'm looking at you now. It's you I got to keep an eye on, but we'll be meeting back out at Audrey's Yoga here before too long. Great time, by the way. So she was not overselling that in any capacity. If you like yoga, that's going to be the place for you. But we're going to go take one final break today before we come back. And Ashley Dobrzynski and I are going to let you know what's going on in Dodge County. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
We've got a couple of high school football games on the air Friday night with huge conference implications. First of all, Beaver Dam plays host to Plymouth in the East Central Conference, a win by the Golden Beavers, and they'll grab a share of the East Central Conference Championship. That game's on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. And we head to the Eastern Suburban Conference, where a league title's on the line with Marshall playing host to Cambridge on Daily Dodge TV. Your home for high school football all season long is Daily Dodge TV.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Staten carpet line, offering high-quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the Mystery Player of the Game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today. Got rattled. I hear Homer's music. I'm used to hearing that at the end of the workday after we have the damn sports show. But we are joined this morning by Ashley Dobrzynski, the producer up in the studio. And Dobes, you had boots on the ground last night. A little somber day. How are we feeling after the Brew Crew fell behind two games to none?
Yeah, it was a rough night. I mean, it was 5-1. I thought we had a chance when Churio hit that home run in the first inning.
What was it like when that happened? That place had to explode.
Explosion. I mean, everyone was so excited, you're high-fiving everyone. You really like that you thought, okay, we had the chance to win this game. I was confident. I was sitting there, I was like, yep, this is our game. And then I think it was Kiki Hernandez went yard, and then we had two run inning, and then it was like, oh geez.
I was thankful for you and Charlie Dern though, because I was out, and luckily last night I got to cover the last home match of the year for the Beaver Dam Golden Beavers girls volleyball team, but I couldn't watch the game. So I'm watching the text messages between you and Charlie, and that was how I knew what was going on. So yeah. I was like through the roof, and then all of a sudden, dead silence for like an hour. I'm like, oh no, what's
happening? We got really quiet because it was just, there's nothing to text about. You know, the Dodgers scored again, great. But, like, we couldn't do anything else.
You got to be instilling a little confidence here. I've got a feeling. Come on, game three.
I think that the Brewers are going to at least win one. I don't think they're going to get swept. But I think that
that's where we're at? They're not going to get swept territory?
I don't think they'll get swept. I do believe there's still a chance that they could win it all. Because this is one of the most resilient powerhouse teams. Yeah, you know, you drop two at home. That's not great. However, I think that they have the capabilities. And I think watching back some of the like interviews after the game, you can kind of tell that the players were like pretty upset with how they're playing. And I think that that's going to drive them to actually kind of change something.
I've got a question for you, Dobes.
Hit me.
How do you eat an elephant?
What?
How do you eat an elephant?
What do you
one
don't.
Bite at a time. Oh. One bite at a time. That's
good
all you
one.
Do.
Good
you,
one.
You've got an elephant on the other side here.
You
There's
do.
No way around it. $500 million, basically, on a roster. I mean, that's insane
Insanity.
Its own. I mean, it's fine. It's another discussion for another day.
We
I was going to say, when we have
time.
You on producer with the damn sports show, I'm sure we'll divulge a little bit more. But people that are looking to catch game three, you will be able to do that tomorrow,
Thursday,
not Wednesday. We got there in the end. We're going to figure everything out. 4:30 Coverage will start on 95.3 WBEV, so make sure you're tuned into that. Dobes, we're going to get a win. We need it.
We
need that vibes going high.
But we are.
Thank you. I want to thank you again for stepping in today in Kale's absence. We're going to get a lot more of Ashley Dobrzynski down the road, so I hope people are ready to buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up is right. Well, that's going to do it for us here on the Hometown Today. We'll be throwing it over to Community Comment coming up right after us here on 95.3 WBEV. We'll see you same time, same place tomorrow for more Hometown Today.
These October spooktacular price holds at the market in Beaver Dam are scary good. Sink your fangs into awesome russet potatoes, 5-pound bags for $1.99, or hunt the meat aisle for all natural boneless.